All right, good morning. 7:19 a.m. on Saturday, August the 24th, 2019. It's a pretty nice morning out here. 62 degrees. Not a lot of wind, clear sky. Day hasn't begun to warm up too much yet. Sun is up, but the broiler's on low this morning. Yeah, it's really quite a pretty morning. So I'm thinking about the feedback. I've already got some feedback, and it's been some really good feedback. I'm not going to say what it is, because I don't want to focus people to problems that they would otherwise overlook. So I will just say thank you to the people who have given me the feedback so far. Thank you to the... ...45 people who signed up to be beta readers yesterday. So far, only two people have identified the same problem. And it's one of those things that it never would have occurred to me. It's one of those ancillary details that means absolutely nothing to the story. Nothing. Not a thing. It's not significant to the story in any way. And yet, two people said, oh, well, this isn't in the book. All the stuff that probably should be in the book and isn't. And I got two people who have pointed out something that is not in the book. But needs to be. So it's like, okay. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, actually, I do know what I'm going to do about it. The reason it's not in the book is there is actually a reason. Beyond the obvious that it doesn't have anything to do with the story. I may have to address it, just from the perspective of, if two people found this to be a problem, it means they were thinking about that, and not the story that's actually being told. So I need to hang a lantern on it. beat here. For the newcomers, hi, welcome. I had one question in the Facebook group about what happens in the winter to the podcast. And honestly, the coverage gets a bit spotty. I don't walk when it's really cold. I don't walk when there's ice. I generally don't walk if there's snow that I have to clear off my driveway. But I'm going to walk. I will get on the treadmill if I need to. But I'm going to work really hard to see to it that I don't miss too many days. I've got quite a significant run streak going now. Some of the days in a row of 4 miles, two in the morning, two at night, which means every one of those days, well, no, one of those days doesn't have a talk because I didn't get it recorded. I thought I recorded it, but it's one of those mornings where I was not paying close enough attention and brought up the record. I think what happened was that I brought up the recording app on my phone and then just forgot to press record. I've caught myself doing that a couple of times since, so I'm pretty sure that's what happened. So, that's where I am, I guess. It looks very much like I've got some rework to do. And that's okay, that's actually good. None of it is overly significant. Some of it is not. There've been a couple of things that came up that are not going to be corrected, because they're part of the story to be uncorrected, to be ambiguous. So not everything that people are giving me feedback on will be corrected. Just so you know, some things are that way on purpose. And at least I know it's got people thinking about it, even if they're not exactly thinking that I'm a competent writer. See this guy every once in a while. The guy coming toward me. We're gonna cross the monk post at about the same time, so this could be interesting. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. Okay, here we go. Morning. watch. I was wearing sneakers. A little sweaty. I might have been jogging. In which case, okay, I'll back off. Bye. He doesn't do it very often. He's going to go through those sneakers and nothing flat. Which reminds me, I still need to get these boots in and get them resoled before winter hit. Which means I need an alternate pair of foot gear. How many miles I've walked in this boots. I have a pretty good idea of how many miles on the sidewalk I've walked. But they're my primary shoes. Ideally, according to shoemakers, I should have a pair that I wear on alternate days to even the wear. Yeah, like that's gonna happen. What am I reading? What am I watching? I'm still watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. At this point, honestly, I really don't know why. I'm still watching The Boys. Again, I don't really know why. I think I understand what they're trying to do. I think I understand the theme. They're playing these corporate superheroes and the guys who are set up as the villains. As a foil, as a commentary on capitalism, on superheroes, and on misogyny and sexism and all the rest. They're all themes that are running through this thing. And they're played very broadly as I'm not gonna say satire, but almost satire. And yeah, there's a lot of gore. The gore is the problem. It's played for laughs. My problem with it is that when it happens on the screen, I can see, you know, I can see Beavis and Butthead sitting on a sofa somewhere going, oh man, that's sick. Back it up, we'll see it again. And maybe I just, you know, maybe I'm in the wrong demographic. So I'm probably gonna knock it off. It's not sufficiently engaging to keep my brain occupied for 2 miles on the treadmill. I'm reading a really good book. What am I reading? There's something that came in on when I asked for women science fiction authors. So if I can look at it without shutting down the recorder. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe be back before it shows up. There we go. Digital Divide, a Rachel Peng book by K.B. Spangler. It's really quite interesting. I won't spoil it. It's really quite good. I'm enjoying it a great deal. Okay, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.